How'd it go tonight, Teddy?
It went good. Listen, could have ended better. You know, we'll watch the film tomorrow. My dad was just learning from what happened tonight.
What are your thoughts on the 2-minute drill and how it went?
The 2-minute drill went good. The guys had a great understanding of the situation. The ball catchers, whenever they put the ball, they tried their best to get out of bounds so that we could stop the clock. But, the way it ended, I'm not so happy about the way it ended as, I am about the reception that I threw today in the red zone. That's something that I'll, learn from. Coach Jim always stresses that we have to outsmart our opponent. If you have points, try to keep those points. So, I'm not as happy about the touchdown as I want to be, but, Rodney made a great play today. I'm happy that he was able to bounce back and he finished the day strong.
Did Greenway see you? Did you see Greenway just try to get a pass him, or did he catch you looking at the receiver?
That's a situation where, Coach Turner always tells me to have to be quicker with my decision maker. And, in that situation, I have to understand the situation that we have points on the board and that I have to get my head around faster. Everything happens faster in the red zone. So that's just me. I have to understand the situation. And like I said, tomorrow I'll be able to look at the film and learn from my mistake.
But did you see him and then just try and get the ball past him, or did he catch and you just didn't see him?
Chad, he made a great play. And, but still, that primary progression wasn't there. I still got off of it. But like I say, I saw Greg pop wide open, and I thought I could squeeze it in there. But, down in the red zone, if you have the points, there's no need to force throws.
What have you seen the last couple of days with Rodney? Coach kind of talked about he's had a couple of pretty good days here.
Well, Rodney, he's a great player. And, he's someone who's been here for a year now, and he's just been fighting. He's working hard each and every day. He's a big physical guy. He's someone that Coach Turner always raves about, his size and being able to play physical. And Coach Turner always stresses that it's about lining up and beating the person head to head. It's all about matchups one-on-one. And Rodney, he's a great athlete, and tonight, it showed.
Inviting target being that big 6'5".
Oh, yes. He can go across the middle. He can catch the fade ball in the red zone. He's a big target.
Teddy, how long do you think it'll take you to learn what was open in college and won't necessarily be open in the NFL?
I'll learn that in no time. And it's all about experience and repetitions. And, that's something I can learn from tonight, that, open in the National Football League is totally different from open in college football, where, open in the National Football League is a guy not even out of his break yet when he's running the route. That's in college, guys are wide open even out of their break. So it's all about time and rhythm, and that's something that Coach Turner's been stressing with me. So take this day off and watch the film and correct my mistakes.
Teddy, is there any general concern? I think you have 4 interceptions in the last 3 days of practice. Is that any concern about that from your end? Or?
Oh, yes, it's a huge concern. And, playing quarterback, you always want to, take care of the football. And that's, that's a way that you have success playing quarterback. And, the guys believe in you when you're taking care of the football. So for me, it's all about not making the same mistake twice. And, I'm able to study the film, every mistake that I made, whether it's in protection, whether it's throwing the football, and like you said, the interceptions over the past couple of days. And I want to cut down on that, and I'm just going to continue to work hard to try to prevent those things from happening.
When you do throw an interception, what does Coach Turner tell you afterwards when you can see you're kind of beating yourself up, maybe a little mentally?
Well, as a quarterback, he always tells us to just flush and move on to the next play. Or don't let one mistake carry on to the next play, because it just end up being a big disaster. So, for me, he'll tell me, hey, flush it, move on to the next play. Or as soon as I come off the field, he'll tell me, which guy was open, which guy I could have threw the ball to. So it's all about learning and growing.
Do you feel like you've been avoiding repeat mistakes?
I think so, and I've been trying to avoid them. Because, mistakes are going to happen, and I'm not going to ever not throw an interception, but that's a goal of mine. But, it's all about, like I said, learning from your mistakes and not making the same mistake twice.
Since you've been here, have they tried to speed up your mechanics a little bit?
Oh, yes. And, that's something that Coach Turner has been stressing since before the draft when I worked out for the Vikings when we came down to Miami. He was just telling me that I have to get back from under center fast. Guys are going to be in and out of their cuts fast, in and out of their breaks fast. Defenders are much faster in the National Football League. So that's been the main point for me, just playing faster, getting through progression faster. You're just getting rid of the football faster.
As far as the offense goes, as these weeks start to go by, you have less and less time. How do you think you're doing with the offense, with the playbook, with the intricacies?
I think I'm doing pretty good. And I credit that to just coaching staff and the guys in the quarterback room with me. You know, veteran Matt Castle and Christian Palmer, those guys have been great to me. If I have any questions, I can ask those guys. And Coach Scott and Northern, they've been great also in assisting me and learning the system. So, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good so far, but, you know, I'm not where I want to be. But I have to just continue to learn and, you know, try to gain that knowledge each and every day.
These last couple of days, which one bothers you the most?
The one in the red zone, because we have points, and all I have to do is, you know, protect the football. And in that situation, it would have been fourth down, and we could have kicked the field goal. We would have had 3 points. So the interception in the red zone is me. I have to understand the situation, understand that we have points on the board, and just be much smarter.
Last couple, guys.
Derek Cox has made a lot of plays when you've been throwing the ball. Is there something different about him as a defender than sort of the other defenders you've been throwing against?
Well, you know, Derek, he's a great athlete. You know, he's just been making plays, and, you know, he has that big playability in him. So, you know, all the defensive backs on this team are capable of making big plays. So those guys have been doing a great job of competing all camp. You know, it's just been exciting so far this past week.
What's it like getting out here under the lights with all the fans tonight?
That's a great feeling. And, you know, I was pretty shocked to see that many fans at practice, but it just shows the support that we have in the community. And also in Mankato, for the fans to come all the way down to Mankato, it speaks volumes for this team. And, you know, we just can't wait to, you know, do great things this season.
Thanks a lot, Teddy.